It was kind of a combination. It seemed like kind of the turnover bug hit you guys again tonight, and Liberal just came out firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they did. Well, I thought, you know, with our first group in there, I thought defensively we did pretty well. You know, Blaine did a good job on number three there for, you know, the first 4 minutes. We weren't getting the ball into the post like we had wanted to. They were, you know, I thought we were holding on to the ball a little bit too long, and, you know, our post entry passes weren't great. But when we hit that first wave of subs, they really started taking it to us in transition. We weren't matching up very well, and we got to have that second wave of guys, you know, come in and, mm-hmm. and provide energy. But they got to communicate, and we weren't communicating, and they were running out to corners and getting easy threes and layups. So, got to do a better job with that. But you know, we knew there was going to be some, you know, bumps in the road, and it's going to be some growing pains, you know, throughout the season. So, you know, unfortunately tonight was one of those nights.
You know, in a way, and it's kind of, you mentioned it's going to be a roller coaster at times here. I thought as the game went on, Gus Hawkins got a little bit more stronger, a little bit more confident. Yeah, he took that air, got called for that offensive foul in the first half, but he knocked a kid down there. But you want to see the effort, him being strong and aggressive down there posting up.
Yeah, I could care less about him getting an offensive foul when he's being strong, and mm-hmm. we're going to need more and more of that, you know, as the season progresses. And you know, he's a freshman, and he's, you know, he's being very physical. He wasn't shying away from it tonight. And, you know, every game he's gonna learn a little bit, you know, something else. And, you know, as long as he keeps growing his game, you know, he's going to be a real good player. And the fourth quarter, you know, he really showed some of that. You know, I thought he was really patient when he got an offensive rebound. He didn't rush anything. He got his feet under him and went up strong. So we need that to happen. But, you know, we've got to find some offense, you know, out of some other guys and, you know, our guards. And I thought just too much standing around and mm-hmm. And watching the game. So we gotta find a way to get some offense, and we gotta finish when we have the opportunities. I think we're still just missing too many, you know, shots right there by the rim.
You think part of that maybe down there around the rim is just, you know, just the assignment, you're right there, and maybe rushing things a little bit?
Yeah. You know, we tend to rush a little bit, and you know, if it's some of our guys that don't have great leaping ability, just I think they're worried they're gonna get a block, so they kind of throw it up there a little quicker than they should. And you know, Carter had a couple of nice moves, you know, didn't get the roll on a couple of them. But, you know, they're still working. They're still progressing, doing the things we asked them to do. But, you know, we gotta change some things up and get a little bit, you know, more offense out there and, you know, maybe mix up the defense a little bit too.
Well, and, you know, I guess the nice thing about having a game tomorrow, it's a quick turnaround and you can put this behind you. But it's going to be a tough Wichita Trinity team coming to town here, but or to Scott City. But what are some things maybe you take away from tonight that you look to do tomorrow?
Hopefully not a lot, you know. Yeah. Hopefully we don't do too much of the same thing tonight tomorrow. But, yeah, they're extremely good. You know, they got some length. They got some, you know, new kids that weren't there last year, the junior and senior, I think. And, you know, one of them 6'9", can shoot the ball pretty well and, you know, pretty athletic. So we're going to have to be, you know, playing hard and playing together. But again, you know, we got to find some offense, and when we don't have it, we can't force it. And I think we're just getting caught too many times trying to force it in, and you know, our guys aren't getting the touches they need to. But we got to be patient enough to run some offense, even though it feels uncomfortable every once in a while when you're running it for so long. But you know, we'll got to keep growing, got to keep working, and you know, these guys they'll keep doing whatever we ask them to do. So you just gotta get a little better each day.
Oh, yeah, definitely the fight was there. They didn't give up down big throughout. But do it again tomorrow afternoon. Coach Brian Gentry here post-game. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.